The law of attraction adds power to thoughts.
Often, when experiencing an unwanted situation, you feel a need to explain why it has happened in an attempt, perhaps, to justify why you're in the situation. Whenever you're defending or justifying or rationalizing or blaming anything or anyone, you remain in a place of negative attraction. Every word you speak as you explain why something is not the way you want it to be continues the negative attraction, for you cannot be focused upon what you do want while you are explaining why you are experiencing something that you do not want. You cannot be focused upon negative aspects and positive aspects at the same time. Often, in an attempt to determine where your trouble started, you only hold yourself in that negative attraction longer. What's the source of my trouble? What's the reason that I'm not where I want to be? It's natural that you want improvement in your experience, and therefore it's logical that you are solution-oriented. But there's a big difference between seriously looking for a solution and justifying the need for a solution by emphasizing the problem. The realization that something is not as you want it to be is an important first step. But once you've identified that, the faster you're able to turn your attention in the direction of a solution, the better. Because a continuing exploration of the problem will prevent you from finding the solution. The problem is a different vibrational frequency than the solution. As you become aware of the value of the process of pivoting, and as you become adept at identifying what is not wanted and then immediately turn your attention toward what is wanted, you will realize that you are surrounded primarily by wonderful things, for there is so much more that is going right in your world than wrong. Also, a daily utilization of the book of positive aspects will help you to become more positively oriented. It will assist you in gradually tipping the balance of your thoughts more in the direction of what you do want. The more that you focus your attention with the intention of finding increasingly better feeling thoughts, the more you will realize that there is a very big difference between thinking about what you want and thinking about the absence of it. Whenever you're feeling uncomfortable as you're speaking or thinking about improving something you want, such as a better financial condition or an improved relationship or physical condition, you are in that moment preventing yourself from finding the improvement. The process of pivoting and the process of the book of positive aspects are both offered to assist you in recognizing in the early subtle stages of your creation that you are pulling on the very tips of that negative ball of twine so that you may right away release it and reach for the positive thread of thought instead. It is much easier to go from a thought of something that makes you feel a little better to an even better feeling thought to an even better feeling thought than to go directly to a wonderful feeling thought, because all thoughts or vibrations are affected are managed by law of attraction.